Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus, Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu, Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. General characteristics of Leo Navamsha. Leo Navamsha emphasizes leadership, creativity, self-expression, and personal power. Individuals with planets in Leo Navamsha seek recognition, authority, and influence, often driven by a need to shine and be admired. In relationships, they expect admiration, loyalty, and respect. Partners in Leo Navamsha are drawn to those who appreciate their strength, creativity, and charisma. They tend to take on leadership roles in their relationships, and their emotional well-being is tied to their ability to command respect and affection. Sun as Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is charismatic, authoritative, and enjoys being in the spotlight. They seek recognition and admiration for their achievements and expect to be respected as a leader within the relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may become narcissistic, focusing too much on their need for admiration and respect, possibly neglecting the emotional needs of their partner. Union type. The relationship is centered around mutual admiration and respect. The spouse leads with authority and charisma, expecting their partner to admire and support them. However, if the balance tips, the relationship may struggle with ego clashes or an unequal distribution of attention and affection. Moon as Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is emotionally expressive, nurturing, and seeks emotional validation through recognition and appreciation. They want to be the center of their partner's emotional world and thrive when they feel admired and emotionally supported. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking validation and admiration to feel secure in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is emotionally charged, with the spouse seeking emotional recognition and nurturing. While the connection is heartfelt, there may be challenges if one partner becomes too emotionally dependent on the other for validation. Mars is Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is assertive, passionate, and driven by a desire to lead and dominate in the relationship. They bring energy, confidence, and an unyielding determination to achieve their goals, both in personal life and in the partnership. Potential challenges. The partner may be overly dominant or aggressive, leading to power struggles or conflicts over control within the relationship. Union type. The relationship is fueled by passion, intensity, and a strong drive to achieve mutual goals. However, Mars assertiveness can lead to control issues or competitive dynamics, especially if both partners seek leadership within the relationship. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is intellectually curious, communicative, and enjoys sharing their ideas and opinions. They seek recognition for their intellectual abilities and may play a key role in guiding or advising their partner. Potential challenges. The partner may be too focused on intellectual validation, seeking constant recognition for their mental prowess, which can detract from emotional intimacy. Union type. The relationship is centered around communication, creativity, and intellectual growth. The spouse enjoys intellectual exchanges and seeks recognition for their wit and intelligence. However, if the focus remains too much on intellectual validation, emotional connection may suffer. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is wise, expansive, and enjoys taking on a mentoring or leadership role within the relationship. They focus on guiding the relationship toward growth, prosperity, and spiritual development. Potential challenges. The partner may be more focused on guiding or teaching, which could lead to an imbalance in the relationship, with one partner feeling more like a mentor than an equal. Union type. The relationship thrives on mutual growth and learning. Jupiter brings wisdom, optimism, and a sense of purpose to the partnership, but there may be challenges if one partner assumes a superior or overly guiding role, leaving the other feeling less empowered. Venus as Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is charming, romantic, and seeks to create beauty and harmony within the relationship. They are passionate about love and enjoy being admired for their beauty, creativity, and romantic gestures. Potential challenges. The partner may become vain or attention-seeking, focusing too much on appearances or seeking external validation for their beauty and charm. Union type. The relationship is highly romantic and focused on love, creativity, and beauty. Venus enhances the passion and joy of the partnership, but there may be challenges if one partner becomes too focused on appearances or external admiration, neglecting deeper emotional connection. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and takes on the role of providing structure and stability in the relationship. They are patient and committed to building a long-term, stable partnership. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or rigid, focusing too much on responsibility and structure, leaving little room for emotional spontaneity or warmth. Union type. The relationship is grounded in stability and long-term commitment. Saturn's influence ensures that the partnership is built on a solid foundation, but there may be emotional distance or a lack of spontaneity if the focus remains too much on responsibility and discipline. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Leo Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Leo Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, charismatic, and intensely focused on achieving recognition and success. They bring excitement and unpredictability to the relationship, often challenging traditional roles and expectations. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or manipulative, seeking attention or control in the relationship through unconventional means, which could lead to instability or power struggles. Union type. The relationship is marked by excitement, intensity, and a desire for recognition. Rahu brings an unpredictable energy to the partnership, often pushing boundaries and seeking unconventional success. However, this can lead to instability or manipulation if not balanced with emotional connection and mutual respect.